The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tuberty with you at 4 minutes past nine. It is, of course, Wednesday, the 3rd of March, 2021. Text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We have so much to discuss. Where to begin? Where to begin today? That's the question. Well, obviously, at what are we at? 9:05 now this morning. We can talk about how we're all doing. We can talk about the weather. Let's not do that. It's a bit boring today. It's a little overcast. And we can talk about what happened when students are having their parties in Limerick. I mean, you might have heard a bit of it on the news this morning. I was listening to it in my kitchen thinking, yeah, okay, well, this is what they're doing. I mean, there's a few things. One, how is Come On Eileen still a thing in 2021? Still is. It's a goddamn desperate song. And I think it's probably just an awful song because we heard it so much when I was growing up at the end of a disco. But that's being, you know, facetious and glib about it in some ways. Secondly, there's two ways of looking at a party. One is you're either at it and having a great time, or you're living beside it and you're being driven demented. And then the third thing is it's a pandemic. You can't have a party at all. And certainly not a crazy house party like that. And that's what happened. So let me not be the guy to necessarily rain on that parade, if you want to call it that. And it's not just students. I have no intention of saying singling out students for being a problem, because we saw what happened in Grafton Street. This is not about young people. It's about people who are at the end of their tether, maybe. Maybe it's about people who are fed up. But you know what? We're all feeling like that. But we just can't go to parties and meet our friends in Grafton Street to go bonkers. So let's give it the word to a student who emailed us, having heard that. And they're your tribe. So it's not me looking in, it's you looking out. And you emailed us this morning to say, I'm a student in UL, living in the College Court area. I understand the anger people feel watching what happened here last night. And honestly, I feel it too. Myself and my housemates have spent almost every waking moment indoors in order to comply with restrictions. And I'm sure many others have done the same, but a minority of people around here would make you doubt that. There have been parties going on in here since the year started last September, but last night seemed different. It was like people were crowding together purposefully to upset people and to cause a scandal. And for those of us just trying to follow the rules, it's difficult being tarred with the same brush as these people. It's difficult to even get a dentist appointment with an address like ours because there have been so many outbreaks in this area. And all I can say is that the vast majority of young people I know have been brilliant throughout COVID and have sacrificed what should be a key time in their lives for the greater good. And as hard as it may be, please don't tar us all with the same brush. We were just as upset seeing those scenes play out outside our windows as you were seeing it on Twitter. And I love that email because that represents the majority of not only students, but of everyone who are just trying their best, trying their heart out and just look out weary going, come on. Because the fact of the matter is, I was talking to somebody in New York yesterday. It's opening up. I was talking to somebody in Belfast last week. It's opening up. The vaccines are working. People are getting the. I was reading Dennis Staunton in the Times at the weekend talking about people who've been vaccinated and friends and from all quarters of society and all sectors. It's happening. The sun's coming out, lads. It's just about this last hurdle. And God help us if we can keep it together. As much as possible. No one's perfect. You can't do it 100%. I get that. Jeez. But at the same time, it's just that last push. And we're really on the right road. It's lovely. Isn't it interesting, and totally other news, the journal.ie reporting that, in fairness to a local authority, they sought a refund of a grant after a statue of Maureen O'Hara proved not a good likeness and they couldn't use it. This, I tell you why I like this. There are some really bad statues around the island of people. And most of them are amazing. But the odd one, I'm not going to single them out because I don't want to embarrass anyone. But the odd one is just awful. And in fairness to the Cork County Council had given Glengariff Tourism and Development Association the grant for this project, for the statue to be unveiled in her in Maureen O'Hara's adopted home. But the sculpture subsequently proved unacceptable to the local authority and was not considered suitable for installation. And the report goes on to talk about the monies and all. That's not the point for us. The project has now started afresh with plans for a new statue to be cast by a different sculptor. So whoever that sculptor was, I'm not trying to upset you or anything like that, but it's just whatever your interpretation of Miss O'Hara was, it wasn't to the liking of the local authorities. So I'm not casting aspersions at all on your art because I haven't seen it. But what I am saying, it's more the call. It's a bit like that ad on TV where the fella sitting in the barber's chair and it's a hatchet job in his head and the barber says, "How was your haircut?" And he goes, "Yeah, grand." You know that Irish thing? "How was your meal?" "It was delicious," having spent 15 minutes saying how cold and awful it was and the service was terrible. It's a real Irish thing. So when somebody says, "Here's the sculpture, Maureen O'Hara," and you say, "Ah, oh God, oh good God. What'll we do? Take it, put it up, unveil it quickly and walk away." I can think of three now in my head that I've seen around the place that are just, whoa. And in fairness, they said, "No, not for us. Okay, fair play. Thank you for your effort. Thank you for your time. But we're going to give it a miss this time and we're going to regroup and try for another one." That's good. I think it's a win. It's a win all round. We are very excited about our Late Late Show St. Patrick's Day special because we're doing special things and we are planning like crazy behind the scenes to make it really, really beautiful. It's coming on Wednesday night. So it's the first time I think I can recall doing the Late Late Show on a Wednesday night. And it'll be live and it'll be beautiful. And I see that a postbox at the summit of a mountain in Norway, the name of which I will not even begin to say, because it's got the O with a line through it. So I don't know what that does to the letter O. So I'll leave it at that. Irretoppen is my guess. But the Norwegians of Ireland, no doubt, will immediately text and say, "No, God help us, don't you know any Norwegian?" The answer is I don't. Anyway, back to the mountaintop. They'll become the most northerly site to be greened for the St. Patrick's Day Global Greening Initiative. The postbox is 350 kilometres above the Arctic Circle. That's spectacular. And it's one of the new famous sites around the world that'll go green this month, announced by Tourism Ireland today, which is great. They're also going to green up the castle in Wales that they filmed I'm a Celebrity in. And again, I couldn't, all my Welsh friends will say, "Come on, you can't play. Can you say that? Greek castle in Wales?" I just threw in the just for a bit of effect. I don't know if that's right or wrong, but we'll go for it. The Palm Fountain is the world's largest fountain in Dubai. And the Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya, as well as a host of additional new sites lighting up this St. Patrick's Day. Sydney Opera House will once again do the honours for our friends in Australia. So that's good fun as we head towards St. Patrick's Day. It's not too far away now, so I'm excited about that. As I am about Leslie Roy, Ireland's entry into the Eurovision Song Contest this year. They're going to be, the Examiner telling us this morning, the Irish Examiner, Eurovision contestants will be obliged to take regular COVID-19 tests and must stay in their hotel, except when they travel to the arena, according to new health and safety rules. The song contest happens in Rotterdam in May. At least it's happening. This is good. And everything is going to be happening as per abnormal. Last year's contest was cancelled, but they are saying now the performers will all head to quarantine for 5 days before departure. They go to the Netherlands, must have a negative test for COVID within 72 hours of their flight, and they have to stay in the hotel except when travelling to the arena for rehearsals. A very different class of Eurovision Song Contest, no doubt about that. The BBC are adapting J.P. Delaney's book, The Girl Before. We spoke about that on this programme. It must be about 5 years ago. I quite enjoyed that book. And so that's happening. The story, if you remember, do you remember that one? It's, what's it? The story of Jane, yes, the Jane who gets a chance to move into a beautiful ultra-minimalist house designed by an enigmatic architect. and that is the occupants have to abide by his list of exacting rules. So that'll be a bit of fun, no doubt about it. Glad to see also that RTE Gold and Radio 1 Extra and Pulse and RTE Junior will be are saved. There was a talk of the CHOP there, but not the case. They're getting rid of DAB, Digital Audio Broadcasting. But these other stations are thriving and doing well. So well done to everyone for hanging in there. The gall of it, I like that. The gall of it. Netflix announces a new animated Asterix series. Did you all, anyone all have at least one Asterix book in their house at one stage beside a Tintin book? No, it's, you know, they're the same sort of vibe. But I always enjoyed the Asterix stories, and he will be now cartooned up for that. Meanwhile, Dr. Seuss is being kind of cancelled. They've cherry picked the books that they think should be, that are offensive. And they've said, no, you're okay. No. And they've taken 6 books and said, you're gone. And they are, the 6 books are, And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, McGilligan's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Egg Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. All these books are in some ways hurtful and wrong. And that is by admission of the Dr. Seuss company. It's not that people are pointing their finger at them. They've curated themselves. So that's kind of makes it a bit more impressive in some ways. So that's Dr. Seuss' massive success story. He is, Forbes listed him as the second highest paid dead person of 2020, behind only one other, Michael Jackson. 51551 is the text number. You're busy already. But I do want to say good morning. Thank you, Susan, for your lovely email this morning. She went, in a short note, say thank you for making my daughter NASA so happy this afternoon. This was yesterday afternoon. So where was it? We met you outside Mike's Bikes in Dunleary after collecting my daughter's new bike. NASA said the day was made extra special for me to enter in the same day picking up my early birthday gift. I can't believe he talked to me. I couldn't not. First of all, I love talking to people. Secondly, you had your gleaming bike. I remember getting a gleaming bike once years and years ago when I was about the same age as NASA, as it happens. She was 10. And she's collecting her bike, and you just looked so happy, and the bike was so gorgeous, and you were there with your mom. It looked like a very special day. So I said, do you know what I'd love to do? I'd love to wreck their day now by getting involved, you know, getting involved with the mask. He's going,
did you get a new bike? Did you get a new bike?
Well, I can't, I'm so sorry, I can't. Are you the guy from the team?
Did you get a new bike?
Did you get a new bike? Yes, I did, yeah.
It's so nice.
Oh, anyone else having those conversations these days? Put a bit of Perspex in the middle of it and try asking for some Roundsteak mince. Good luck with that. In the middle of it all, NASA got her new bike. Turning 10, says her mum. Doesn't happen every day, but yeah, it was special. So thanks for taking the time. It was a pleasure. And I'm delighted the bike is great. I was there getting not so much an upgrade. I bought one in the first rush of lockdown bandwagoning, and it was just a bit small for a gangly man. And in fairness to the gentleman, he said, If you find you looking a bit ridiculous on the bike, which I am. Do you remember The Simpsons, the guy who gets into the car that's too small? Feels a little bit like that. Saddle's really high, like a unicycle, and I'm cycling along going, yeah, I'll do this, but I'm kind of taking one for the team. On statues, the text says, is there a wider question for art in general? Are we afraid to say something isn't good when it comes to art, fearing we appear foolish? Missing the message, maybe. I'm of the opinion that art is what you can get away with. Very cynical. What I'll say to you is this. If it's something like an abstract piece of art, or modern art, if you want to call it that, that's up to you to decide whether it's good or bad. It's not up to the community. But when it's a sculpture, which is meant to be a likeness, if not the very likeness of somebody, then, and we all have to pass by every day on our walk, that's a community issue. And therefore, it becomes less democratic in some ways, or possibly more democratic. So I have strong thoughts on that. I won't go on because I'm actually boring myself with my own thoughts, which I do regularly. My friends upstairs will attest to this. O with a line through it is pronounced as a mixture of the letters O and E at the same time. Good luck with that. Why? My God. Why? Ah. That's the beginning. Oh, what a beautiful morning in Norwegian. That's how they sing that. What a beautiful morning. The students partying. All right, here we go. Siobhan and Limerick say, get loads of media coverage. The vast majority, including my 19-year-old son, are within 4 walls with no social outlets. No mention of return to campus. They may as well not exist. No one is championing their cause. Oh, You didn't hear the start of the programme, obviously, where we were doing exactly that. Anyway, the students last night are in the very small minority, but someone needs to get on the case of the majority. Well, we are on the case of majority of not just students, as I said before, but I'll say it again for you, but also the majority of people listening to the programme who didn't show up in Grafton Street and do stupid things and not wear masks and then go on to cause all sorts of, you know, comment, shall we say. And that's it. Go on, play Come On Eileen. No. And next day, 51551. No, you want to go on. It's a great song. It reminds me of when we didn't have a pandemic to worry about. No, it just reminds me of just the end of a sweaty disco in 1987, 8, 9 and beyond. And now just bad weddings. The student partying in Limerick sound very much like my neighbours here in Dublin last Friday and Saturday night. Guitar strumming and out of tune screeching. And they are adults living in a suburban housing estate. It's so tough to listen to these guys when most are obeying all the rules. Bring on the vaccine. Mags, don't worry, it's happening. Mags, it's happening. But those parties exist. That's quite enough of that. It's quite enough of that. Now, we'll go for one more mention of this, of our great competition, which we'll do after our piece of music this morning. And I tell you, I'm going to play an odd piece of music for you this morning because it's... I was doing a lot of walking around. Actually, I was cycling yesterday on my odd Mr. Bean bike. And I thought, isn't it lovely to see... I saw a sign outside a kid's school saying, "Welcome back to school, children," and with some blooms. I thought, what? That's the cutest thing in the world. And then I was listening to my friend's... podcast, and by friend I mean somebody I interviewed once, Conan O'Brien, and I'm a fan, and he makes me laugh, and he's got a lovely sig tune, a piece of music that is his sig tune to his podcast, and it's the White Stripes, and they sing this really cute song about going back to school and making friends, and it's cute, and I think in a world gone mad, I'm going to start the show like this. We are going to be friends. It's a cute thing, isn't it? That's the White Stripes, and we're going to be friends at 9:23. Don't condone the party, says the text. And I follow the restrictions today, but my God, hearing the drunken singing of Come On Eileen makes my heart ache for more sociable days. Oh, there's a sneaky part of me thought the same thing. God, come on, do you remember those? There was some crack, but unfortunately they were pre-pandemic days and you were allowed to do those things. The Alcock and Brown statue in Clifton Town, it's a great likeness, accurate statue and a tribute in beautiful Clifton, so... And I'm so excited for St. Patrick's Day Late Show. Good. I love the Alcock and Brown statue. I love the, if you haven't looked at it, it's really a gorgeous size, but also it's kind of not quite carved as in realism, if that's the right expression. I don't know my artistic terms enough, but it's gorgeous. And somebody else mentions the Joe Dolan. Of course, we have pictures of the Joe Dolan statue. I put up a few statue photos for that I really like. There's a great one. There's great ones all around the country, no doubt about it. Meanwhile, definitely Macca vibes on that lovely White Stripes. Listen, I thought they were taking the mick out of Macca when I heard it first years ago, but very, very lovely. Macca's a lovely song called Junk. Treat yourselves. One with words, one without, but gorgeous. Now, we're teaming up with Electric Ireland this week to mark the rollout of smart meters, which are going to help change everything about how you use electricity. If you've already got your smart meter installed, Electric Ireland will help you make the most of it with benefits like choosing your own billing date, saying goodbye to estimate bills, and being able to see just how much electricity you're using every day. And to celebrate the arrival of smart meters, Electric Ireland's giving us €1,000 worth of smart devices to give away every day this week. So if you'd like a new 50-inch HD smart TV and a brand new iPad for your house, this is your chance this morning to answer 5 questions. Call us now, 1850 715 900. 1850 715 900. How about that? 925.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
11 minutes to 10. Let's have a look at what you've been saying now. I saw a tree of brightly coloured foil balloons outside a doctor's surgery in Sandycove. The vaccine has arrived. That's good news. That's good news. Now, there will be about 10 texts saying you can't have foil balloons because the planet will. But look, take it for what it is for the moment. Brendan Courtney, great guy, says, you love this trivia. Go on. Come on, Eileen. In the video, Eileen was played by, no, Moira Fahey, who is the sister of Bananarama and Shakespeare star, sister star, Siobhan Fahey. Good man, Brendan. That's the kind of trivia that the world needs right now. Lots more in the quick message about the White Stripes song, which I loved. It's on the soundtrack of the film Wonder, which I've seen, the most amazing movie, as you say, by a little boy called Uggie, who has facial deformities and is having a hard time at school. Julia Roberts plays the mum, Owen Wilson plays the dad. Sweet movie. Well, only last Sunday, my two children and I sat down and watched it again for the 100th time with hot chocolate marshmallows. It was a pre-return to school delight. Well done to you. Can you say hello to my friend Una Sven? S-V-A-N-E. I'm spoofing that. Una Sven. Her nickname is Swanny or Svanny. And she's listening this morning and she's Icelandic, you see? It's all about Iceland these days. She went to school here, though. And that's from Hilary Byrne. Good morning, Una. I'm just going to stick with the Una part, if that's okay. Lots in on the what happened in Limerick last night. Saoirse in Tipperary got your long message. We might get to it tomorrow, but I know that you're frustrated, shall we say. And another great one from Karina in Portobello about the statuary and the bust of the Pope. And another from a text on Come On Eileen, which of course brought you right back, as it tends to do. But we'll get to them another time. In the meantime, we've got to say goodbye. Stay tuned for Clare Byrne. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.